Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the U Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, of course, live around the world in 160 countries on the fabulous Internet. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Today's edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will be a special edition dedicated solely to the great Muhammad Ali. Of course, Muhammad Ali turning 70 this past week now. 70 years old. I can't believe it. I'm just blown away by it. Oh, born in 1942, I was just absolutely stunned that time has flown like it has. I remember when he was Cassius Clay. And you'll be hearing some of those clips today. Clips of him when he was Cassius Clay, the Ali Foreman fight, the Ali Frazier fight, Ali and Howard Cosell. We're going to go through it all today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide when it comes to Muhammad Ali. Of course, my relationship with Muhammad Ali goes back about two decades now. In 1993 and 1994, I got to accompany him to China. In 94, I was his PR aide and his bodyguard, and that was pretty cool, working with the greatest, as I did for 2 weeks there in that last trip to China, Macau, Hong Kong. We went to Guangzhou. We went to Zhuhai. We traveled all over the Chinese mainland, and we were treated like royalty, folks. No question about that. So today, it's all about the greatest, Muhammad Ali. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 if you'd like to drop a line about the greatest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197. 5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. cracked heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage cracked heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener, available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at RingTalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The time may have come to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali, because very honestly, I don't think he can beat George Foreman.
Howard Cosell, you told everybody I don't have a chance. You told them I don't have nothing but a prayer. Well, chump, all I need is a prayer, because if that prayer reached the right man, not only will George Foreman fall, the mountains will fall.
Maybe he can pull off a miracle. But against George Foreman, so young, so strong, so fearless, against George Foreman, who does away with his opponents one after another in less than three rounds, it's hard for me to conjure with that.
And you're always talking about Muhammad. You're not the same man you were 10 years ago. Well, I asked your wife, and she told me you're not the same man you were 2 years ago.
After this fight, I suspect Ali will retire. And through all of the years, my own memories of him will be as a fighter and as the strange and curious and gregarious and engaging and sometimes cruel and sometimes family man that he is.
I'm going to let everybody know that that thing you got on your head is a phony, and it comes from a tail of a pony.
Bringing us back from the break, the Super Stroke Land Band, combination of Tower of Power and Huey Lewis. Hello, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Today we're talking about the great Muhammad Ali, who turned 70 this past week, of course, turning pro on October 29th, 1960, after winning the Olympic gold medal at light heavyweight. Not at heavyweight. A lot of people thought he won the heavyweight gold medal back in 1960. That's not the case. He was the light heavyweight gold medalist. And, of course, he beat Tony Hunsaker with a unanimous decision in six rounds, and that was in Louisville, Kentucky, and of course, his hometown. He went on to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship and hold it three times. We're going to talk about Muhammad Ali today in great detail. If you'd like to join us, our toll-free phone number all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, I've got a lot of Ali clips, but right now I'm going to bring in Kevin Perry, an African-American writer out of Los Angeles that is featured at ringtalk.com. And I'm going to ask him, Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Kevin Perry, tell me about the significance of Muhammad Ali and why was he the greatest?
I don't think he was the greatest, but I think he's arguably probably the best heavyweight fighter of all time. I think you could definitely make that argument for him.
Well, then
and a lot of the reasons why, in my opinion, is first of all, I think Ali probably fought in the best era of heavyweights. I mean, he fought quite possibly the best opposition. He didn't duck anybody. He fought every good heavyweight out there. And basically, besides that first fight, the fight of the century with Joe Frazier the first time, he won pretty much every significant bout that he was in. So you could definitely call him the best heavyweight of all time. And obviously, based on our poll that's on Ring Talk, a lot of people think he's the best fighter of all time.
Of course, some other fighters mentioned in the poll are Henry Armstrong, Sugar Ray Robinson. Who else?
Archie Moore and Joe Louis are the other guys that are in the poll.
Okay.
I could only put five, so obviously there's other fighters that I definitely considered putting in, but those were the top five in my mind. And actually, the computer at BoxRec.com has four of those five guys in the top five pound for pound.
Go to the website right now, worldwideweb.ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, and vote to who you think is the greatest heavyweight, the greatest fighter of all time, not the greatest heavyweight. Is it sad to look at Ali today? I've got about a minute left. Is it sad to look at Ali today and realize these are the residual effects of professional boxing?
Yeah, it is somewhat sad. And I think when people watch boxing nowadays and they want to see blood, sweat, and tears, I think these are the types of things that they need to think about. And when they call fighters boring and, you know, they're not going out on their shield or throwing wild punches, they need to realize that the object of boxing is, you know, to defend yourself first and foremost.
You hit, not get hit.
Damage, you know, yeah, and inflict damage on your opponent. When I hear these guys say, oh, the fight was boring because he didn't go out there and just swing for the fences. Well, if they were in there, I guarantee they probably wouldn't be swinging for the fence. They'd be running out of the ring. So people need to realize that, you know, this is a very dangerous sport. And, you know, have respect for these fighters, you know. And I think it is somewhat sad to see Ali in the state that he's in. But, you know, that's the kind of the price that you pay to be a professional boxer.
There you have it, folks, in the words of the great Kevin Perry. KP, all the best to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. Folks, well, we go back to 1972, Muhammad Ali and George Shivala. Questions coming in via the email, ringtalk@yahoo.com. First question was, how did Muhammad Ali become Muhammad Ali? Well, he became a Muslim. And after the Sonny Liston fight in February 25th of 1964, of course, that's when Liston quit in his corner in the sixth round, Ali changed his name to Muhammad X, much like Malcolm X. And then later, it was Muhammad Ali. And I remember when he told me we were in China, I said, you know, the Muslims took a lot of your money. Herbert Muhammad, the son of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the Islamic sect at the time, He took like 50% of what Ali made. So for every dollar that Ali made, the Muslims made a dollar. And I asked him about that. You know, we were on a bus in Macau, and I said to him, I said, Muhammad, these guys took half your money. He goes, but yeah, but if I wasn't a Muslim, I'd just be some old ex-fighter. You know, being a Muslim meant a lot to me. He goes, that's what sort of brought me to the forefront of the world, being a Muslim, denying the United States the ability to draft me into the Vietnam War, a war in which, you know, the Viet Cong never killed, I'll quote Ali on this one, but the Viet Cong never killed no niggas. That's what Ali said. That's why he said he wasn't going to Vietnam. He didn't go to Vietnam. He wouldn't step forward. He made his first bold stance as Muhammad Ali before the draft board in 1965. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's all about Ali today, who turned 70 this past week, folks. That's right, the great Muhammad Ali. If you've got some, if you'd like to, you know, join us as far as Muhammad Ali is concerned, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the fabulous Internet.
Serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
the American boxer Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there! And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
That first Ali-Henry Cooper fight took place June 18th, 1963. Ali would eventually win a TKO in five, but he was knocked down in the fourth round, of course. That was the controversy. He was knocked down. He went back to his corner. Evidently, one of his gloves was ripped. Well, I was told that Angelo Dundee actually poked a hole in one of the gloves in order to buy him some time. But Angelo says no. Angelo says that the glove was torn already and that he sort of like tore it just a little bit more. They went around, they ran around the arena trying to find another set of gloves. They couldn't do it. About 10 minutes later, they started the fight up with the torn glove, and of course, Ali would win TKO. In the very next round. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We air at 11 a.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday morning right here on these same Sports Byline channels around the world on the Internet and, of course, the cable radio network. And, of course, want to say hello to all our troops out there on the Armed Forces Network and the American Forces Network. But the bottom line is today we're talking about nothing but Muhammad Ali. So now I will take you back to when Muhammad Ali was not even Muhammad Ali. He was Cassius Clay. He was appearing on The Tonight Show, and The Tonight Show wasn't with Johnny Carson. Jay Leno wasn't part of it back then. None of these guys. It was Jack Parr, and the special guest star was Liberace. So here's Liberace, Jack Parr, and Cassius Clay.
I'd like you to meet, perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, the next world's champion of the Lexington YMCA. A grand young man. I hope the next champion of the United States. Why not? Cassius Clay.
Well, he has been lifting weights.
Man, surprised to learn, you know, because I've gone along with the cliche, you know, that you're all a product of poetry and everything, but I didn't know that you were United States Olympic boxing champ, 1959 and 1960, national gold
and United States Olympic champion, world Olympic champion. I had to.
Oh, now you've gone too far.
Before, honestly, you were. I had to beat everybody in the United States to qualify for the whole.
Are you the world's?
The world's gold medal winner, right?
Well, how about that? Where'd you start boxing? Why did you start boxing?
I started boxing in Louisville, Kentucky.
Why?
2 years ago.
Tell me something. The nice little
12 years ago, someone stole my bicycle.
Now, that's right.
And I said that if I ever catch the guy, I'm going to beat him up. But I never did catch him.
You never did?
No, but...
And you feel that you possibly could
I'm getting ready to fight the roughest and the toughest man in the world.
Sonny Liston.
Right.
And you feel you have a chance?
If he dreamed he beat me, he would apologize.
Yeah. You really feel that strongly about it.
That's right. Sonny Liston rather take off his sport coat, soak it in gasoline, and run through hell before he fights me.
I notice he's backing away all the time. I keep... Listen, why don't you play for him? You'd rather play than fight with him, would you?
Oh, that's not... I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, why don't you play and let Cassius... Because if you can't fight, you know, if it doesn't work out, you can always get a job with Berman Shave, I think, the way he was just rhyming.
Would you like me to play?
Yeah, that'd be a beautiful combination.
All right.
Cassius,
wait. Well, you recite something, and I'll make up the music, too. For a change, do the one about you.
This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The physic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans running with cash. This brash young young boxer is something to see. And the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you decide to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. And if he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I'm the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world. There isn't a doubt. Here I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. If Cassius says a mosquito can pull a plow, don't ask how. Hit him up.
Muhammad, you told me in Deer Lake you were the greatest of all time, and I think everybody out there watching now will say that you proved it to them.
Who was bearing me up, too power, too strong. I proved that Allah is God. Elijah Muhammad is a messenger, and I have faith in him. And regardless of the world and the pressure, I made it an easy night because Allah has power over all things. If you believe in him, nothing, even George Foreman, will look like a baby. It wasn't a close fight, was it? It wasn't a close fight.
Attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. Be Sunday, listen. I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old. Right. Then you might get me. But I didn't dance. I didn't dance for a reason. I wanted to make him lose all his power. I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box. I hadn't started dancing yet. You can't say my legs are gone. You can't say I was tired. Because what happened? I didn't dance from the second round on. I stayed on the ropes. When I stay on the ropes, you think I'm doing bad. But I want all boxers to put this in the page of boxers. Staying on ropes is a beautiful thing with a heavyweight when you make him shoot his best shot and you know he's not hitting you. I would have gave George Foreman two rounds of steady punching because after that he was mine.
1974, folks. Of course, that was the Rumble in the Jungle, the fight that bankrupted the country of Zaire. Of course, the president putting out $6 million to Don King and, of course, George Foreman wanting to leave the country of Zaire after he got cut in August of 1974. I take that back, July of 1974. So they put this fight off a little bit so his cut could heal. But no, the president, Mobutu, I believe it was his name, took away George Foreman's passport. George Foreman was not a popular guy at that time in the world. He wasn't. I mean, here in the United States, he was sort of like, you know, the antichrist of Muhammad Ali. He had just destroyed Joe Frazier. So they figured, you know, that he was going to destroy Muhammad Ali as well. Well, that didn't happen. Of course, Ali knocking out George Foreman in 8 rounds, and that was October 30th, 1974. What a great fight that was. Of course, the referee was Zach Clayton, and Zach was a pretty good guy. I got to meet Zach before he died, and Zach was a pretty good guy, but that was for the WBC and the WBA World Heavyweight title, and the scorecards had Ali up 4-2-1, and then another judge had Ali losing 4-3, and another judge had Ali up 4-1-2, so a little bit of a split decision as far as the scoring was concerned. And it's a good thing that fight did not go the distance because it would have been controversial. And I don't think George Foreman could have went the distance anyway. You know, in a second tier of boxing, George Foreman could go 12 rounds. He could possibly go 15 rounds. But in that first tier of boxing, before he retired in 1976 after the fight with Jimmy Young in Puerto Rico, he just didn't have the stamina, didn't have the mental wherewithal in order to last the rounds. He would always, quote, shoot his wad. He let it all hang out. He let it all hang out against Ali. Ali dropped him. It was all over, folks. That really was one of the fights of the century. There was a couple fights of the century, but unfortunately for other great boxers like Joe Louis and Sugar Ray Robinson and Archie Moore and Henry Armstrong, they belong to the great Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, and, of course, the Cable Radio Network and Live Worldwide on the Internet. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, Ali and the great Howard Cosell.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Was he doing anything differently up to the time you hit him from the first fight?
Well, Howard Cosell, what he was doing was, this fella making all this noise is Howard Cosell. What he was doing, Howard?
Good luck. I hope it's not an act. I hope you mean it.
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if there have the other fights been acts. Have they been acts?
Not so far.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
And with that final stage of the act...
This is unexpected. I didn't know you would invite me to do this. Oh, hold it. You must be on boxing position and just have a little dance like we're boxing. And just for 1 second, I have to time it. And for 1 second... Right there, see?
Whom would you like to fight and where and when?
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zor Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming
on. Just stay in shape.
Are you taking Zor Foley too lightly?
Why would you say that?
Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zara.
I'm confident I can whoop all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image has been confident. What you trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident I can whoop all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm there.
Well, I tell you, Coach Sale, I've been taking oxygen because I needed the oxygen. What you will see is I won't need the oxygen tonight. I'm ready.
I want you so bad, I just get tired. I done made you great in this country, and you still popping off. I want you bad.
Oh, wait, let's get the facts straight. I made you.
You made me.
Nobody knew you.
You made me.
I took a poor little kid from Louisville and
made me.
Let's put it on the thing.
Anybody who didn't watch football didn't know you. Come on, it gets back with the interview now.
Number two. The body is now aging.
You ready?
A shell of what it used to be. The man's beset by fear. What are you going to do to George for me?
He just said the man's body is not what it used to be. The man is beset by fear. Talking about me. Are you crazy? If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. Of course, there ain't no sense in crying about that, but as you said, it was extraordinary. It was still a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
But the soccer fight, Howard, I danced 12 rounds 3 years later. I got the films, if you don't believe it.
I saw it. I called it.
Well,
you
right.
Thought that fight was no contest.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Neither are you. And that's saying a lot coming from me.
Oh, that's me.
What you call
it? Let's tell it like it is, right from the beginning.
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television.
You'd still be stealing bikes in Louisville if it weren't for me.
Don't tell people I stole bikes.
Everybody's talking about Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. There's chumps out there think Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I brought to boxing the anchor punch, the ghetto whopper, the bull no punch, the Malaysian waltz, the double shuffle, the Russian neck, the rope a dope, the marat. You realize we are opening up for Saturday. This is live. Split screen. I talk to you, I talk to Frazier. These people will then have a chance to evaluate your courage or lack thereof. You understand?
I mean, speaking simple English, I didn't go to school. I don't understand all these big words. You're always coming up with a lot of big words. You know what I'm going to do? I promise you this, and I promise the world. People want to see me slap you. They want to see me do something to you, and that's against the law. But I tell you what, one of these days, I promise you, the next time you get in the ring agitating with me, I hope you're there on my last fight. I swear I'm going to pull it off. Howard Cosell, show the people that you're not the man you was a few years ago.
You always said, Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
All of the years, all of the times together, I've enjoyed them. You're a very special man with a very special meaning.
Thank you.
To all of the American people.
Thank you.
I congratulate you. It's my honor. Your name is Muhammad Ali. Hard to believe. All the years, everything that's passed between us, it's so hard to believe and so memorable. And now, it's time to say to you, Muhammad, God bless you, and happy birthday to you. You're 50 years old. I never thought that could happen. Not to you. But it has. And you know something? You are exactly who you said you are.
You never waive it. You are free to be who you want to be. I love you.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
The reason why we put the music in between that last clip and me coming back here live on air is that every time I listen to that, it makes my eyes water. I mean, Ali and Cosell back in 1992. Cosell's gone. Ali is in a deteriorated medical state as I speak. The residual effects of professional boxing and Parkinson's syndrome. But the bottom line is that is one of the most memorable emotional events I think I've ever witnessed in my life as a fight broadcaster and as a fight fan was Muhammad Ali's 50th birthday party. And of course, Howard Cosell in tears telling him, you are the greatest. You are the man. Now, folks, I searched YouTube the past week and I looked up Muhammad Ali and I came up with some great clips. Let's run one.
Henry Cooper's nothing to me. If this bum go over five rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
Cassius Marcellus Clay. He's young, he's handsome.
They know it.
He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world. I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cassius.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
Well, he told me to bet my life that you wouldn't go three rounds.
Well, if you want to lose your money, then bet on Sonny.
What you mean if I believe in separation? I've recognized the fact that you believe in it. That's what your people believe in. What you mean you don't believe in it? No, you just talking crazy. Every city I go to, I can find a black neighborhood and a white neighborhood. What you mean you don't believe in it? How many Negroes live out here just in this big old neighborhood? You can't blame a black man for wanting to leave all this mistreatment. You must be crazy. So what you mean don't take white money? Only thing white about that money is the white pictures on it. What you mean white money? If that's the case, I should take off these clothes. You made them, too. I shouldn't fly in your airplanes. What am I going to do? Just go out and lay
down? We were necessary when we first was brought to America. We were robbed of all knowledge of ourselves. If I said, here comes Mr. Chang Chong, you'd pitch your Chinaman. If I said, here comes Mr. Khrushchev, you look for Russian. If I said, here comes Mr. Goldberg, you look for Jew. If I said, here comes Mr. White Cloud, you look for Indian. If I said, here comes Mr. Castro, you look for Cuban. Here comes Mr. Lumumba, Mr. Kenyatta. You look for African, a black man. Now, what's your last name?
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Is Joe Frazier your
cousin? Working 4 months for this fight. My weight today is 214 pounds. That's fight weight already. I'm way ahead of schedule. My timing, my accuracy, my reach will be an inch and a half longer. The man is slower. The man is flat-footed. The man don't stand a chance. The stage has been set. This man is supposed to annihilate me 10 years from Sonny Liston. I was supposed to get it that time. I think it'd be fitting that I go out of boxing just like I came in, shocking the world by beating a big, bad, ugly monster.
We heard the name Muhammad Ali in America, a champion. All the Egyptians is Muhammad Ali, he's Muslim. All the Arabians, Indonesians, Pakistan, Africa, and Libya, all the Afghanistan, Morocco, Pakistan, they all said Muhammad Ali, a Muslim, a world champ, his first time. That made me famous. I don't have to say on the radio. When I quit boxing, the game died. Didn't it die? The Tyson came along. But still, when you watch Tyson, he's good, but he's no Muhammad Ali.
Very tough to listen to, folks. Muhammad Ali, very emotional there at the end, of course, talking about the Mike Tyson era and how he felt that boxing died after he did. Of course, Muhammad Ali, 56-5, was stopped once by Larry Holmes in October of 1980, of course, 38 years old, coming back to fight Larry Holmes for $8 million. But guess what? Don King ended up only giving him $4 million. So he never got paid the full amount of that fight. That wasn't uncommon back in those days. I mean, King's been known to short people on occasion. But, you know, I was thinking about the trip I was with Ali, and we were on Macau. We're in the island of the Portuguese colony of Macau. It's a little peninsula on the southern tip of China. This was in 1994. And we're driving around. We're seeing all these different dignitaries. We're going to the governor's. We're going to the mayor's office. We're taking pictures with these people, taking pictures with those people. And I did a lot of the speaking for Ali then, because Ali would get up and say, I'm the greatest. Hi, how are you? He'd say a couple of sentences, but that was about it. But I was the spokesperson, per se. And I really had a good time. And I remember this one event in particular. You know, we're driving around, as I said, going to visit all these politicos, and Ali says, enough, enough. And I thought he was sick. Maybe he needed to go back to the hotel or something like that. We were staying at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. I said, well, maybe he needs to go back to the hotel. He says, no, I want to go see some kids. I want to go to a hospital. I want to go somewhere and see some underprivileged kids, some kids who were hurting. So we relayed that to the driver, who got on a radio, blah, blah, blah. He was on like a little police radio, and he was talking to his dispatcher, and we ended up going to an orphanage. And we went to this orphanage, and there's some pictures of it laying around the house, I believe. And it was an orphanage for kids that were dismembered, who didn't have an arm or didn't have a leg or were totally disfigured as far as their cranium was concerned. I mean, these kids were in bad, bad shape. And it was run by a nun. I'll never forget that. A nun was running this orphanage, per se, because in Macau or in China, if you're born with a baby that has a defect, you throw them in the street. You just throw him away. You discard him like he's a piece of trash. Well, this sister, this nun, gathered up all these kids, and I guess there was about 35 kids in this room, and I was doing my best to fight back tears, you know, in the whole nine yards. And Ali says to me, he says, you got any money on you? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, give it to me. So I gave him like $400, I think, four $100 bills, and he went to the promoter of the tour, Harold Smith, and he got some money from him. Then he reached into his own pocket and pulled out some money, and I think we came up with about $1,200. And Ali went over and gave it to the sister, and his sister said, this will feed 35 kids for a year, at least. So I was really, really taken aback by that. So I'm leaving, and I'm back on the bus, and I'm in tears, because I'm an emotional guy. I know a lot of you people think, yeah, this tough, hard guy, former policeman, former amateur boxing champion, all this kind of good stuff, a real rugged guy, this and that. But I am emotional. So we're back on the bus, and I was a little teary-eyed over the fact that I had just witnessed all these kids being these dismembered kids and how happy they were just to get a sucker, to get a piece of gum, to have somebody hold them, to have somebody recognize them, this and that. So I'm in tears on the bus, and Ali sees me, and I'm sitting one seat behind him. And so he switches seats, and he leaves his wife, Lonnie. He comes back and sits back with me, and he says to me, what's wrong? I said, well, you know, I said, the kids really bothered me. I said, you know, I said, seeing those kids in that kind of condition, I said, you know, it really bothers me because I realize that, you know, that there are people out there like that and how fortunate we all are to not be messed up physically. So anyway, so Ali says to me, don't worry about it, man. He goes, we gave them enough food to feed them for a year. They'll be happy. You made a positive impact in those kids' life. And guess what, Muhammad Ali? You made a positive impact on my life. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the Internet. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on many of these same stations.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
You're still a young man, Muhammad, 7 years old. Love him. Muhammad Ali's last great fight, in my mind, was in 1977, September of 1977, in Madison Square Garden when he fought Ernie Shavers, the hardest puncher in the history of boxing. He won a unanimous decision in 15 rounds. After that, Ali would lose the heavyweight title to Leon Spinks with a split decision over 15 rounds. That was in 1978. Then he came back in 78 and beat Spinks on a unanimous decision in 15 rounds. Then in 1980, he came back after a two-year layoff to take on Larry Holmes, was destroyed over 10 rounds, Ali losing a TKO in 10 rounds, retired after 10 rounds. And his last fight, in December 11th, 1981, was against Trevor Burbick, of course, the late heavyweight champion. But Trevor was not a great fighter, but Trevor beat him on scorecards like 97-94, 99-94, and 99-94. And, of course, one of the officials in that fight was the great Jay Edson, my friend, the great late Jay Edson. So I hope you've enjoyed this special on Muhammad Ali right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank my fabulous producer, Scott Cuddy, and I want to thank all you listeners out here for tuning in week after week for 26-plus years, now almost 27 years, to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anytime it's time to retire with Muhammad, when it came to Muhammad Ali, it was so very hard to go.